Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this that Eastside Johnny Big Redemption like. Know what I'm talking about? Hold up.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Get out the way, get out the way.
Karma.
Yeah.
All right, we live. All right, friends, we have some internet issues tonight. Like, it's just strong. I don't know what's going on. Cast on your ass. All right, friends, we're going to jump into it just like this. Karma, go ahead and give that declaration fuck me for tonight. Give it to him smooth.
Yeah, I'm finna tune in and give it to y'all smoothie ejaculation fuckery for the night. So, let's get into this tea, y'all. So, I come home, I find out that R. Kelly is out on bail, okay? They just can't get this motherfucker, okay?
Right.
So, R. Kelly, he didn't got out today, y'all, on bail on a $100,000 bail for, 10 counts of the aggravated sexual abuse. He was released, y'all. They actually clowning the lady all over the internet. some black woman named Valencia Love. She's the one who bailed him out. She is a restaurant owner out in Chicago, Illinois. I guess he reached out to her. She one of the old homies or one of the old friends, and she basically paid the $100,000 for him to get out. She was so-called supposed to be a secretary at a daycare in Chicago. Well, they said she owned the daycare, but now she just was a secretary at the daycare. But she do own a restaurant called Love of the Blue or something like that. And people got on the internet, and they got on Yelp, they got on Yelp. And you know what Yelp is. Yelp is just for people who've been to the restaurants, who went there and experienced the customer service and how the food and stuff was. And, you know, they just leave comments for other people who never been and visit. You know what I'm saying? So people got on there, were just like, oh, we going to boycott her restaurant, and she helping the child abuser out of jail, and don't eat at her restaurant no more, and all this and the third. And they, like, shredding this lady apart. So... Uh-oh. They was just, you know, basically saying, like, you know, boycott her, don't eat at a restaurant. But my thing is this, my personal opinion is that, you know, that's her friend or whatever, and he needed help, so she bailed her out. But my thing is, I don't really think people should just be like, don't eat at a restaurant before, you know, no more because she bailed him out. Like, I get it, but at the same time, if that was one of y'all friends, or Kelly was one of y'all friends, you know, you're going to stand by your friend because he's your friend, but that still ain't got nothing to do with your business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
My thing is, I get both sides, you know what I'm saying? But then again, she ain't had nothing to do with him raping the young girls, and she's a woman of her own and making her own money, so don't bash her, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
moving right along, and let's get into this real childish play. So what's spilled out in these streets is, okay, so Blac Chyna and Soulja Boy, they've been dating, right? They've been in this little fast, little real quick two-pump relationship. And remember, Soulja Boy, y'all, not too long just aired. He was on Marriage Boot Camp with his ex-girlfriend named Nia.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke up after the show and stuff like that. So he's been kind of fooling around with Blac Chyna. And they've been caught out in scenes and just out shopping and doing stuff, riding around. Long story short, Soulja Boy was just like, he got on Twitter ranting, being a female. And he got to basically just running his, he got to running his mouth, being messy, and got to saying, like, I'm just trying to see what that mouth doing with that pussy. Like, basically just saying that's why he with her. So once she got whooped for that. Once she got woof of that, and she started seeing that, and she was just like, you know what, fuck this nigga. And she called it off. She called him an immature little-ass boy and shit like that. And basically, my thing is, they basically was, Soulja Boy don't like Tiger. He don't like Tiger because he feels like they keep saying that he the one got the major comeback of the year that Tiger did. And Soulja Boy like, no, fuck that. I'm the one had the major comeback. So basically,
who gives a fuck? You in that nigga?
I don't know. But basically, Soulja Boy is just trying to do everything he can to get back at Tyga. Blac Chyna, you know, she's trying to do everything she can to get at Tyga. You know, they fell out a couple years back with the whole relationship type of thing with Kylie Kardashian, all this in the third. So it was kind of like they both were just trying to get back at him. I guess that's why they did this little punk flake-ass relationship type of thing. But it really wound up, like, you know, backfiring on the both of them. And Tiger really got the last laugh. Meanwhile, Blac Chyna really don't give a fuck about Soulja Boy. Blac Chyna really trying to get back with Rob Kardashian, her baby daddy. That's what really
you
Blac Chyna
was. Are you serious?
I know so. She even had interviews that I've seen, exclusive interviews where she said, like, she would really want to work it out with him, and she, you know, she would want to try to get her family back type of thing, you know. So I've seen exclusive interviews with her saying that. So that's the real spiel. And then remember her and the other girl from Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta, but she wanted to move into New York, which was Fetty Wap's baby mama. Her name just rolled off my tongue. I can't remember her name. But her, she got Black China and her got into it at a club, and the other girl from Love & Hip Hop wound up going to hang out with Rob and cook dinner for Rob. So China was real pissed off, you know what I'm saying? They was wound up fighting in the club, almost fighting in the club about it. So I'm telling you, Black China wants Rob back, but Rob kind of ain't fucking with her. But she gets on, China gets on Twitter ranting around saying that, oh, me and Rob are doing what's best for Dream, and we're doing good at this co-parenting thing, and everything's going good. And then Rob Kardashian gets on Twitter and says, we're doing good. We're doing good at this co-parenting thing. So it seems like that they're both just trying to, you know, do good for baby Dream, but still in all, Black China's goal is to get back Rob. So that's her thing. So, moving right along.
But I just feel like they just not a fit. You know what I'm saying? You can have feelings. You can feel how you feel about a fucker, but you don't have to be somebody you have feelings for. I just feel like that's not a fit. Best of luck to both of them. That's how I take care of Dream. That's all that matters.
That's true. Now, moving along. Let's get into these movies, okay? Don't forget, y'all, Bad Boy 6 is coming into theaters. Y'all definitely got to check that out. Stay tuned. Y'all can watch. I don't think the trailer's out yet, but you can still go and Google it and look at the couple things that they kind of been working on behind the scenes and stuff like that. Will Smith, y'all go to his Instagram page, Will Smith. Make sure you got the blue check. And he been posting stuff on his page and about the movie, and they already working and stuff like that. So let's just see how this go. They getting a little older, so let's see if them bones gonna crack, if they can still do the move. And that be looking out for that movie January of next year of 2020. And I'm real on the edge of my seat for that one because I really love them two together. They show the fuck out and they're so fucking funny. Moving right along to my play for my theater lovers. Once again, last week we did talk about, for those who out here in Georgia, in the city of Atlanta, you guys who like theater, please go check out The Real Selena J, March the 3rd, which is this Sunday at the Sewell Mill Culture Center. Tickets are $35. Try to see if you can get last minute tickets from everbright.com to try to see if you can still purchase this tickets. I heard that it was sold out. They do have two shows, one at 2 p.m. and one at 7. So hopefully, you know, y'all can catch some of them last minute tickets. And hey, word of the day is fuck that nigga. You hear me? So let's just get into it. And don't forget, today is Kinky Day. That's ejaculation
right
for today, y'all. It's your girl Coleman ENT tuning in, so y'all got to come check me out. Yeah.
That was good stuff. You always bring that funky news. I know I'm really, really excited about that Bad Boy stuff. Baby, I don't
me
even
too.
Go to the movies, but I'm going to the movies for that, though.
For real.
For
me
sure.
too. I'm waiting.
Right, I'm on the edge of my seat for that one. That's good laughs right there. Good laughs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all, we get ready to take a break and be right back for more. Tonight, we interviewing Shine Fielder with XX Energy Drink. Can't wait, baby.
Big old freak, big booty, big old tree. I'ma make him wait for the pussy. Hit it in these big old feet, ayy. Feet on the bed, I fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day I might leave him on red, ayy. Pop it, they driven by hot rocket, Hit my phone with a horse, so I know let me come over and ride it. I'm on the way, Ride on that dick, I'm like, hey. Usually I like to fuck, but like my fuck, I'm make love cause you play, Nobody know, I fuck with him on the low. Never show up together, but I text him when I'm ready to go. Hey, I had a couple of shots at the bar. I'm finna play with that dick in the car. I got him swerving and breaking the law. Leave him no tennis so nobody talks. Ain't nobody cook like me, huh? Yeah, what you need like me, huh? Ain't nobody got up on their tiptoes and roll to the tip like me, huh? I got him addicted, he seen it. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throwing fit when I leave him. He like, baby, let me roll, let me
We're getting ready to jump into this interview with energy drink in the building. Let's get them on the air. Hey, Sean,
yo, yo,
doing?
What's up? How y'all doing tonight? NYC, a little cold out here. How you doing tonight, Kwok?
What's the weather like down there?
Oh, hell, it's like 28 degrees, girl. I mean, shit, I had to work last night. My construction job in security had my heater on. It's cold. I ain't going to tell you it's cold. Well, you know, I just left Atlanta. I was down there for the Super Bowl weekend. Shout out to getting out the scenery. So, big weather difference from the South to the East Coast.
Right, right. See, that weather down there is disrespectful. That's that is.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, but, you know, I had a great time. Shout out to you guys for the Super Bowl. How you doing tonight, Kwok?
I'm doing good, honey. Now, you know, as long as I've been knowing you, you know, you never say my name right. You know,
Kwok, I'm
sorry. You know, it's Quay. Just three letters. Just Q-U-A, Quay.
Okay, Quay. All right. You kick my butt when I come back down. See you again. I'm sorry about that. My bad.
I can do that. I can put a foot in your ass. No problem. So tonight, I am drinking SX Energy Drink, guys. And tonight,
well, which flavor are you drinking?
Cranberry Grape Blast.
Okay. That's a good drink.
I'm getting ready to pop that right on open and see what the energy do. And you know, last time I interviewed Sean, it's like you had me trying so many, like just a sip, you know, I can't really sip.
You got a lot of energy in it? Got a lot of energy so far, what?
Well, you know, it's like I'm not really an energy drinker, so it was more like a sip thing for me.
Okay. Well, you know, you tied to your opinion. I mean, as long as you tried it, you know, if you like it, you like it. Don't you know? You know, you can't force the issue. You know what I mean? But I'm just happy that you're trying it and, you know, supporting my brand. You know what I'm saying? Also, I'm glad to be a sponsor of your show too. That's congratulations to that. You know.
Well, thank you. You know, with that, I just want to say thank you for pushing me. You know, to my next level. You know. So stand on top of me, you know, with all these years. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, yeah, I was on that ass. I know. But, you know, I want to see you back on track because, you know, we did that show back in 2015, The Blue Flame. That was such a historic show for me, you know, and it was great. And then we did that photo shoot in July 2017, shot to photographer we did in Atlanta. So there were some great photos. Of course, you know, it was on the Up Next magazine. I was on the front cover of the October 2017 issue. That was historic. And a lot of people still talk about those pictures to this day, especially even that cute robe. So, hey, you know, you did what you
right.
had to do, and it was historic.
Well, thank you. You know, we definitely going to have to shoot it again. You know, we cut up when we shoot, baby. It'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. No question. Well, you know, we're going to have a little taste and stuff. I'll let you figure that out when I come back down in July for the Bronx pickups. I'll let you come with the idea. So I'm going to leave it up to you. You know what I mean?
Okay, we can do it. I'm going to definitely set that up. But, Sean, your hustle is crazy.
Yeah.
It's really amazing, though. Like, really, now we're promoting with promoting plus someone with promoting.
I'm sorry, say it again, Kwok. Clay?
I said, you start off with promoting plus size women to promote the drink?
Yes, I have. Well, it's so funny. When I first started, after I was with that other company, Amway, my first model was a BBW model from Philadelphia. I forgot her name. And back then, I was just trying to learn how to use models to promote the drink. She would put the drink in her big booty and take pictures with it. So I said, okay. And I ran with it from there. I used different models to see if it could work. And one of your model, Porsche Witter, she was one of my models, BBW, that modeled the drink. I think she was in your show in the past, and she was on my website, WW Amateur Lifestyle, back in the past. So, you know, she set the tempo. I had other girls named Luscious Strawberry, another BBW from Georgia. I was talking about your Georgia girls, Dirty South. Y'all made it work for me. And I just started branching out, and, you know, like, the rest is history.
Right. And that was Sean tell me, it's the best energy drink in.
I'm sorry, say it again, sweetheart. Oh, what's the ingredients?
No, how many magazines have you promoted SS Energy Drink in?
I'm sorry, say it again. How many what?
How many magazines have you promoted SS Energy Drink in?
Oh, man, I've been on, you're talking about 25, 26 different magazines. I've been on like 8 front cover magazines, including that Up Next magazine. Also, I may be on the 9th magazine called Hot Next magazine. It may be out of April. We're still in the works with that. So being the magazine squad, it's a lot of work. You got to convince the magazine to put your ad in and help, you know, get sales and profit. And one of the first magazines I did back in the days was called Don Diva magazine. I don't know if you heard it. It's a street magazine. And
yeah.
I paid a great, $300-$400 to get the ad in. You know, I just wanted to get it in somehow. It worked. Then I got another magazine like Stunners, this magazine called Two Digital from Georgia, Pastor Mike, front cover, so many different magazines, you know what I'm saying? Just to get the consumer to know more about the product and stuff and everything, and it was just a beautiful thing. My first front cover magazine was Dime Squad magazine. That was back in, I believe, 2012, 2013. It's kind of amazing seeing yourself on the front cover because of the work you put in, you know what I mean? So it was nice, and then I just started, you know, getting more on my grind and just getting people to know about the drink, you know, doing shows and concerts and gyms and just being out the street networking, and, you know, that got the attention of more people. And I just want to say a quick shout-out to my man DJ Cal because getting on a radio show to talk about your drink wasn't easy. He had me in that radio station like 7 straight weeks back in 2010 just to get my confidence going, you know. So you always have a defining moment when you get to that next level of promoting a product. And he was the one that pushed me also because he used to do a lot of industry talent shows at this place called the Bowery Poetry Club back in 2010. And I just got up there on the stage to talk about the drink, Quay, and the rest was history.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me this, Sean. How did you get introduced to SS Energy Drink? How was it pitched to you when you were like, oh, you know what, let me get on that. That's a good product.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, that's a good question. And one of my ex-business partners, Aaron Brown, we had went to this seminar back in Manhattan in 2009 with Amway Global, and I saw this black guy. He had on a nice suit, he had a sample of the drink. So I said, we need to get involved with this man, become independent business owners. So what we did, we went around the Harlem neighborhood back then to pitch the drink out. Nobody didn't take it seriously. So this lady named Darlene Cordon, a lovely Hispanic manager from Lucille Roberts Health Gym, wanted us to pitch our drink to the gym ladies. And that was a turning point for me on, I think it was April 27th of 2009. We became vendors, giving out free samples and stuff. We didn't get a contract, but it was a start for you know, better things. And then what happened, a newspaper that's still looking around called Village Voice wanted to advertise my drink, mainstream newspaper. And then what happened, Aaron didn't want to put the half of the $400, so I did it myself. So you find out a lot about people they really serious about pushing a product or pushing a brand to the next level. So, you know, I did it by myself, and the paper took the drink and put it in their ad and got a lot of attention from it that I didn't never newspaper, and you know the rest is history.
Energy drink. Does it make you have make you want to crash or feel sluggish, or is it more like a really?
I'm sorry. Say that. Say that again, Clay. Does it make me what?
Does it make you sluggish or want to crash? You know, after you drink the energy drink.
Oh no, I get more energized, girl. Oh no, I get very more energized. You know, it's like I'm like a jumping jack, and me, you know, being so energized a lot. You know, I get more energized and do more things and stuff. You know, me working in the security business, I can stand up more and be more alert. You know, I tried Red Bull one time, and Quay was nasty. I just couldn't stand it. So, you know, I stuck with the S6 movement. And you know what's so funny about it? Sometimes, like, I do a bench, I put a Red Bull and an S6 drink and have people compare it, and majority of people are like, wow, I kind of like this S6 more. And, you know, I try to, you know, educate them more about the drink and tell them why they should get it more and, you know, try to put out in stores, stuff like that. So, I don't know, it's a big difference. And, you know, like I said, I stuck with it since. And sometimes, you know, I'll get a case for the hell of it and just drink some, and I'll give some to some friends and stuff, you know, just get the support, you know?
Right, right. So, what's your...
Oh, man, definitely the cherry, the tropical. I got a Sirtritz in my hand, the Sirtritz one, and the one you drank, cranberry. I mean, those are my favorites, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I was on the road heading out to Atlanta, I drank a cherry, you know, just get myself energized on that long Greyhound bus ride. And,
right.
You know, it was just get me more energized and stuff, you know what I mean? I tell people you can mix it with some liquor and stuff and everything, and... You know, guys, you want to sex your woman, you get yourself going, you know, you drink that with that. And, you know, I had talked to some strippers when I was at one of these clubs, and they said, oh, yeah, really? Yeah, you try it, you know, get yourself energized, you know, stretch out more, get your flexibility stuff. Yeah, so, you know, I try to find ways to get people to get the drink, you know, get the drink and get involved with them and, you know, benefit for me.
Right. And, you know, that was one of my questions I was going to ask you for my drinkers. You know, what would a great liquor to mix the energy drink for it to be smooth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I try to mix it with Bacardi. I try mixing it with some Hennessy. Soda. Yeah, I try different things. Yeah, it worked. You know, this one cat.
My man,
Tommy Guns from Goodfellas Network, shout out to him. You know, he did an interview with me last year. He mixed it with Hennessy. He's at a club. He's a entertainment dude, and he said he was very impressed, man. So Tommy was impressed of how I put it out there. And you know, I told him you take risk as a distributor because, you know, people may like it, people may not like it. So, you know, you don't get discouraged, you know what I'm saying, Kwa? And, you know, and he was so impressed with my hustle. He put me on that interview. You can look it up, Goodfellas, Industry Hustle of the Month, Sean Felder. And I sent him another sample. He took a pitch with it. So he always got my support. And, you know, Quay, I could just put the drink out on Instagram or something, and people know who I am. I get so many likes, as you see. And I see my popularity is growing. And, you know, one of my greatest YouTube videos I did with a busty model and TV host, Miss VTV, we did that back in St. Louis in 2015, and that interview was like over 22,000 viewers on YouTube, so I want to shout everybody for thanking putting that video out. And it's one of my best videos I've ever done. My first video I did in 2010 was with Kizzy Cox of Catch the Vibe in Harlem. We did it at a black restaurant called Amy Roof's, and that's over 20,000 viewers. So right now I'm just trying to pick certain videos to take to the next level, play, and, you know, get those viewers up and get it to the mainstream. You know, hell, we could do a video together and see how people know me now on Sean for the X promotion on YouTube and get a lot of viewers.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. So, and I was just about to ask you, what's the goal? What are you working towards? Like, you want it in stores? Like, how does this benefits you?
Oh yeah, definitely benefits a lot. Just to get to the mainstream and stores. I like to get it in gyms and you know, schools, so the students get involved. I have talked to a couple of black colleges doing some events as a vendor to get the students involved in the drink. That way we could get the drink in the school, in the colleges for the black students. You know, to educate them more about the drink, because, you know, health is so important these days. You gotta know what you're drinking and what not to drink, you know? So I had a girl, lady friend in Georgia, say she saw it in the store. I don't know which store. I said, okay, they must have got the flyer. You know, I sent you a flyer of my promo, and they probably saw it and ordered it. And, you know, I said, okay, so it's a start. And, you know, I want to my good friend that passed away, Edie DeGenero, she used to be a promoter up here in New York. She saw it at a couple stores in South, because she traveled a lot back then as a promoter. I said, okay, so the process is made. But I really want to attack the, you know, the Krogers, the Food Lion supermarkets, and really get up in there. You know, it's a challenge, but I feel it can be done if you have patience and persistence. So, you know, and
right.
Internationally, I had an Asian model named Adrian J. She got the drink in the Asian community. So definitely international, and, you know, and before I leave this earth, people can remember me as a hustler, entrepreneur, who did what it took to get to that next level, getting the drinks in the stores.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. That's a good hustle. And you know what, since you're talking about that entrepreneur, what advice do you have to give to the upcoming entrepreneurs?
I can give them a quick three. One is, one, know who you're targeting. And number two, don't get discouraged. It's not easy. I can tell you times, people wouldn't take me seriously. There are times that models didn't take me seriously. You can see now I got models worldwide. One of the model my drink. You know, I had over 100 models since 2010 I got involved. You one of them. You modeled for me for the drink. And number three, just network, you know. One thing I learned when I was doing shows back then as getting my Quay was, if I didn't have a drink, have something with Essex, like wear the shirt, you know, or have a logo, or have some flyers, you know what I mean? You know, one time I hung out with you, we went to the store. You said, well, you got flyers, you put in the store, Sean. I said, wow, okay. So I did that, and the lady was like, cool, you know. So, you know, I could have 50 flyers and put it out there, and I had some calls, people calling back, yo, you the guy in the flyer, the energy drink, how do I get involved? So, you know, do stuff like that, because you never know who you meet at an event. You got to have your flyers or business cards ready. So you got to have something. So that way the person can say, okay, let me get this guy, Sean, or Quay Live a shot, and boom, you know, they call you and you don't know what happens. So those are advice I would give. And you have to be patient. You know, things don't happen overnight. It may take 2 years. It may take 3 years. It may take 4 years for your brand to get to the next level. I think, again, I'm going to say the turning point for me, Quay, was when I first met Michelle Lovely. And I was doing those Essex photo shoots for her. I never did a photo shoot with a model before. You know, Michelle was a real professional model, and we took some pictures. And, you know, we was on your show back then in 2015. So I said, okay, I could do this. And then I did some photo shoots with you. That took me to a whole nother level. So, okay, so, you know, I was a little nervous. I didn't know what to expect. So I said, I can do this. So right now I got like 5-6 models right now. I ain't gonna name names yet. They want to model with me with the drink. So they see that it's growing and growing. So they have no problem helping out. So right now, it's easy to me. So those are the three advice I would give. Again, you know, like I said, who you targeting, and like I said, know where you're going with it. And number three, I'm going to say it again, is, you know, network. Network is very important, because if you don't network, how people know about you? You know what I mean? So,
right. You
know, you got to network. You got to network.
Very true. Is there anyone out there that you want to work at the moment?
Oh, girl, I got so much going on. Besides the magazine, I'm doing a show Saturday in Yonkers for one of my good friends, Michelle Kayoko. She's a promoter and BBW model. I'll be out there giving out some samples. I was invited to do a talent show, March to Love, here in New York with Let's Be Clear Radio. Shout out to my lady friend, DJ and BBW model, DJ K. Nikki. I'm going to be giving out some samples. I was invited to do a big show March 30th with Nonstop Entertainment. I've done shows with Joe Santana back in 2013, so he's our only sponsor on vendor his show, so I'm going to be a vendor out there giving out some samples. And I'm supposed to do a possible BBW fashion show April 23rd in Newburgh, New York. Got the young lady's name, but I met her at the January 23rd show I did with Mucci Merchant from Reporting 845. So I'll be out there giving out some samples, take some pictures, some love, give you a mile. So, oh, yeah, I'm working. You know what I'm saying? I'm working, and, you know, that's what I got
stuff.
So far. Yeah.
Well, I know you like to come down here to Atlanta a lot. And what do you like to go most in Atlanta?
Well, besides Magic City, I like to walk around the city and you know, and also check out the night scene. You know what I mean? I like the Atlanta night scene. You know, I used to live out there back in '92. The night scene in Atlanta is so different than in New York. I mean, everybody's live and they find things to do, and you know, people there are very friendly. You know, like, you know, during the Super Bowl, you know, like the first night, me and my friend, we went to Magic City. We did our thing, you know, making it rain, stuff like that. And then the second night, we went to Centennial Park to see the ESPN festivals. You know, just the people and, you know, just looking at the besides. You know, I like the comedy clubs, you know. Comedy clubs was cool. You know, you know, just different things. You know, I like to go check out. I went to the College Football Hall of Fame last summer. That was great. And, you know, check out the black colleges and how the students get down and stuff like that and everything. And, you know, just enjoying the history of, you know, black culture.
All right. That's good stuff. That's good. All right, friends, we're getting ready to jump into that kinky hour. All right, so how kinky I goes, you know how I like to do. I'm asking more questions, definitely. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be more kinky questions. So with that being said, what do you prefer your woman to wear? Boy shorts or what
now?
What do you prefer your woman to wear? Boy shorts or thongs?
Well, I'm single now, so when I was with my woman, I guess if you say boy shorts, depending on how she fit in the booty with the boy shorts, if it looks right on her, you know, then, you know, you got my attention, so I'd say for now, boy shorts.
Okay, okay. So, question. So do you feel condoms are more for relationships, single life?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you feel like threesomes are more for single life or more for open for relationships?
I have to say single life because, you know, when you get into your 20s, you know, you're exploring your sexuality. You know what I mean? And, you know, you do a threesome, I don't know if a guy do it with two girls or two guys with one girl, you want to find out how turned on that person is. I don't know if you ever did threesome in the past, Quay, but I did it one time with two girls.
Right.
And, you know, it was a great experience, you know what I'm saying? You know, you find out that they like this and that and all that type of stuff. So I have to say more for the single life because you explore your sexuality, then you don't know if that person going to come right or that person going to like what you, you know, jerking you off and stuff like that and everything like that. So I have to say more threesome in the single life.
Okay. Okay. So, what do you prefer, pillow top or waterbed to have sex in?
Well, I did both when I was in relationships. I have to say the waterbed because, you know, you get into a rhythm with somebody.
Yeah.
You get into a rhythm with somebody and, you know, that person be rocking and stuff like that and everything. You just hope the person get too worked up. You do certain things with the person, you know, touch them a certain way or they're like getting eaten out, stuff like that. So, you know, it's a unique experience. So I have to say the waterbed.
Okay. You know, you're the first. You were the first that actually tell me, okay, yeah, I actually had sex in the waterbed and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know a lot. I'm Scorpio, so I experienced a lot of things in my past, trust me.
Right. And that's something I have not experienced. I have not been in a waterbed and had sex. No, not in a waterbed.
Wow, okay.
I definitely need to try that out, like, ASAP. Okay,
yeah,
so
what
would you prefer, a hand job or actually oral sex?
Wow, a hand job or oral sex? I mean, oral sex is due to the woman.
You're more like your receiver.
I just have to say the hand job because I'm not trying to be funny, Claude. You have a guest with you? Are you on the radio by yourself?
On air.
Okay, how you doing, Coles?
Hey, I'm Karma. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Karma. Yeah, I know you, Karma. How you doing? I guess the hair job, because especially if a woman see a guy with a big dick and he gets turned on a certain way, they want to jerk you off. So as long as they know how to do it and they know when to make you come, I have no problem with that. But I'll tell you a funny story. I used to date this one girl, and every time I pull it out, she would go crazy. You know, she would try to grab it and kill it. I'm like, yo, don't kill the damn dick. Just take your time with it. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know.
Right.
Some girls get a little overexcited and you want to grab it and, you know, they want to jerk. I say, okay, but take your time. Don't really get too excited and, you know, you're going to get bored. Like, man, you came too quick. Get to a certain point. You know what I mean? And, you know, so I said, you know, I say, I guess the hand job, as long as the woman's doing it right, you know what I'm saying? Then you got ones like they'll catch you off guard. I know you done that. You know, you catch them off guard, like in a movie theater, and they pull your pants, your dick out, and stuff like that, and everything. You know, catch you off guard, stuff like that. So, you know, stuff like that. As long as they do it right, you know what I'm saying? And you know.
But that's interesting. Also, that's interesting that you're choosing a hand job over oral sex. Like, that's classic, man. I'm gonna have to frame you on that one. That's classic.
Really?
Yeah.
Real classic.
I would think you would choose, you know, the oral sex over a hand job. I mean, like.
Well, I'll tell you what, the oral sex now, you know how y'all ladies are. If we ain't doing it right, you gonna move that guy's head. Hey, look, you ain't eating my shit right. I can't deal with you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, most of us guys, we gotta do it right. You know what I'm saying? And such and everything. So, if we ain't doing it right, y'all gonna push our heads away. I'm just like, look, I can't. I'll just get my toy and do myself.
That's true. Now, that's very
true. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm thankful. I've done oral sex a couple of my lady friends and exes have had. I haven't got that situation. But listen, if you give a guy a good hand job, they'll have no problem coming back to you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the one I used to date was crazy. She used to give me hand jobs under the table and restaurants and stuff unexpectedly. And I told her, look, now, if I bust a nut in your hand, I don't want no problems. She said, oh, no, please. Please, no problem. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, that's what makes I'm sorry.
No, you're cool. So since you like a hand job, so would you be open for a foot job?
A foot job where? On my penis?
Yeah, like, because it's the same way. Instead of using your hands, you use your feet.
I'll give it a try. I mean, if you can make it come, I mean, yeah, I'll give it a try. You know what I'm saying? As long as you know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, as long as you know what you're doing, you know, it's not a problem, you know what I'm saying, you know, and stuff and everything, because most men know if a woman does the hand job right, it is not a problem, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if I try, yeah, I'll give it a shot, you know what I mean? You know, you're always open to different things, sexuality, so it's no big deal.
That's true. Okay, yeah, that's a must. That's a must try. A hand job, a foot job, yeah, that's a must try. That's a must try.
Okay. Well, I know you're a foot fetish person, so I've seen your pictures. I see how you roll. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, foot fetish is my thing. That's my thing.
Yeah. So let me ask you a personal question. I mean, get that. You haven't made a guy come from doing a foot fetish?
All the time? Yes, all the time. That's the goal.
Okay.
Now, it is a skill, though. I mean, you have to know how to work those feet. I mean, it takes a lot of legs, a lot of thighs. I mean, you use all of that.
Okay, what's the quickest a guy ever come from a foot from your foot job?
Yeah.
Look at Kwame. You want to know too, huh?
No,
I'm going to say about 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
Now, was that good for you or bad for you?
Good for me. Because 4 minutes,
yeah,
that's a nice long time for me to be stroking my legs like that. 4 minutes is
awesome. Oh, okay. Okay. And he busting up that quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about how you grab it. I mean, you're using your hand strength, you know, that's just like, you know, that's your arms and upper body. But when you're using those leg strength, honey, Right? Them ladies work wonders.
Okay.
It's a lot. It's a little. It's a little bit more pressure. It's a little bit more pressure.
It's a little more pressure.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely. It's a lot of. To be honest, it's a lot of pressure. It's the whole lower body.
Okay. So the male get more excited more when you put your legs on the penis or more of the feet.
More of the feet. But I'm going to say, you have to really be into it. If you're not into it, then you're not gonna enjoy it. You're not gonna get hard. So a foot fetish.
Not get hard.
No, because you have to be into it. I mean, you really just have to have a love for feet. If you don't have a love for feet, then no, you're not gonna get hard.
Okay.
Nah. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to have a love for feet. You have to. You know, yeah, we're getting ready to open up the airwaves and open up for some callers. So we have a caller here. And you're a live caller. 9388. You're live. This is Quay Live.
Hello?
Hey, caller, are you there? Hello, how you doing tonight?
Yeah. I'm good. It's kind of bad reception.
Okay, can you hear me a little better now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's not a good connection. Where are you calling from?
Buffalo, New York.
Oh, Buffalo, New York in the building. All right. Well, did you have any questions for Sean Fielder for the XX Energy Drink?
What'd you say?
Sean Fielder, XX Energy Drink.
Hello, Paul.
I hear you saying Sean, XX.
Can you hear me? I'm the co-host. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, she's asking you, do you have any questions for Sean with the energy drink? Do you have any questions for him about the energy drink?
Oh, how much it costs?
Like, are you talking about for a case? A case?
Yeah, or single and case.
Well, for singles, it depends. It could run for two or three. A case, like a 12, like a variety or a certain flavor, between $28, $29, $30. Have you ever heard of the XX Energy Drink, ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, you heard of it? Okay. So, you know, if you want to try a case, you can go to my website. You know, www.healthylifestyleblogspot.com. Do you plan on ordering a case anytime soon?
I may.
Okay, so if you do, if you want the number, I can give it to you right now. But when you order it, you must use a debit or credit card, okay? I just want to make that very clear with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready for the number?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 1-800-235-6500, and when you order the case, make sure you debit a credit card and just mention my name, Sean Fell Distributor. You can get your case maybe in 2 or 3 days. Okay.
Mhm. Now, what are y'all talking about tonight? One here.
Well, we were talking about my process of the energy drinks, how I started as an entrepreneur, the goals, the experiences of the drink, how I use the models and stuff and everything. And basically, the do's and don'ts of entrepreneur and giving advice to people who want to get into entrepreneurship. And, you know, little tiki questions and stuff. That's basically about it. You know, just keep the show alive.
All right, sounds like you're interested in that topic. So, Kwama, go ahead and introduce that topic for the night.
See, I can't hear you. I can hear them.
Okay. Quay, the topic for tonight is in a relationship. Why is it important to always have communication, especially after someone cheats or steps out on the relationship?
So why is it always good to have communication?
Yeah.
Well, I think if they had proper communication in the first place, it wouldn't happen. But besides that, because they would have kept it real. That's why I said it wouldn't have happened, because they would have kept it real, saying, well, we're having problems. I'm not feeling it. You know what I mean? Whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't proper communication. That's why the person stepped out. But I do think in a relationship, communication is key.
Yeah, I do.
Because ain't nobody, no one is a mind reader.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
True. Relationships are always tough for me. I'm a dominatrix.
I can't hear her. I cannot hear her. Whatever you say, oh, tell it to her so she can tell it to me. Because every time you talk, it breaks up.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, guys. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and cut the episode short, but you know, next Wednesday.
Okay.
You said next Wednesday will be better.
Okay.
What?
Is it the same time every time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
10:30.
All right,
guys, I'm going to go ahead and close this one out. I'm going to let you go ahead and close this out, guys. Thank y'all for tuning in to Kinky Combo off the rail. Thank you, Sean, for the energy drink for coming rock with us tonight, baby.
Oh, yeah, Qua. Thank you for having me on the show. And Karma, good hearing from you. And
you too.
Like I said, yeah. Thanks for backing. And Qua, Foot Fetish, I don't know. I'll give it a try. I'll think about it. And, yeah, let me know about that photo shoot we're going to do in July. And, you know, keep doing what you do. And anybody want to try Essex Energy Drinks, you know, call 1-800-235-6500 and check out my YouTube videos, Sean Felder Essex Promotions. And
400. What's that on that beat?
Bag, Louis bag, Gucci bag, Birkin bag, Chanel bag,